Magda Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that glorious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life, eternal life, unto the world. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, the Lord Jesus is the source of life eternal. Just as physical bread gives physical life, so Jesus Christ offers spiritual life to all humanity who are dead in trespasses and in sin, dead spiritually. But he offers life to those who will believe in and receive and accept him as their Savior, believing that Christ died for their sins, that he was buried, and that he arose from the grave. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Christ lives today, guaranteeing our salvation. Oh, how good it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to have a wonderful walk with him, to be able to communicate with him, to be able to talk to him, to be able to fellowship with him, and to let him communicate with us through the written Word of God, as the Holy Spirit of God unlocks the Word of God and helps us grow in our knowledge of the truth. Oh, beloved, what a privilege and what a joy it is to know the true and the living God, the eternal Creator God, who created all things, and who knows the thoughts that trace their way across your mind. He knows the number of the hairs of your head. He knows every intimate detail of your life and mine, and yet he still loves us. Oh, how wonderful it is to have a personal relationship with the true and the living God. And that's what he desires from you, my friend, just as he desires that from me, to know him, to walk with him, to fellowship and communicate with him, and to let him communicate with us through his love letter, the Word of God, the Biblios, the Bible. Oh, how richly blessed we are to have the Word of God. But you can't understand it unless the Spirit of God lives in you. And we receive the Holy Spirit when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and accept him as our Savior. Well, we're continuing in our thoughts concerning the love of Christ and concerning the Trinity. We're talking about new birth blessings and the blessing that comes to the individual who will open their heart and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've already discussed eternal life to quite an extent, and now we're considering the Trinity, the wonderful blessing of the Trinity, and how that we get to know the triune God through Jesus Christ and our acceptance of him as Savior. And we're talking about the love of God the Father and his love for us. For in we're reading in John chapter 16 and verse 27 is where we start today. We've been discussing John 14, 15, 16, and 17, which teaches us about the Trinity, words that the Lord Jesus taught to his disciples a short time before he went to the cross, as he was trying to illuminate and open up their understanding to more and more truth, and to the Trinity, and to the love and ministry of the Trinity in the lives of every child of God. And so in verse 27 we read, "For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. Yes, beloved, the more we fall in love with Jesus, the more we get to know Him, the more the Father is revealed to us, the more we understand about the ministry and work of the Holy Spirit, because God is one. And when, beloved, you have the Lord Jesus living in your heart, He is through the person of the indwelling Holy Spirit, who also represents God the Father living in our spirit, or our heart as we speak of it, inviting Christ into our life. And the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit at salvation, does that glorious work of salvation. So we're over here in 1 John talking about the love of God the Father and the love of the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And we're in verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Perfect love casteth out fear. And we've read how that our love is perfected as we walk in obedience to the Lord Jesus, and as we let Him rule and reign in our life. And so, to be in love with Jesus delivers us from fear. How much fear there is in the world about us. How many times every one of us have been impacted and affected by fear. But, beloved, the deeper we fall in love with Jesus, the more we know that He loves us and desires to be a part of our day-by-day living, to direct our steps, to guide our paths, the more we realize we can let go of our life and we can trust Him to direct us, we can trust Him to guide us, we can trust Him to work in and through our life to His honor, His glory, and His praise. And fear begins to melt away as the love of Christ becomes more and more perfect and fulfilled within our life, as we begin to mature in the love of the Lord. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And fear is an indication that we're not allowing the love of God to permeate our life like we should. We're not allowing the love of God to direct and to possess and to guide us, because we're still trying to deal with life and its problems in our own strength and in our own ability. And, oh, beloved, how many times I've been guilty of trying to run my own life only to make a lot of mistakes and blunders, and many times to make a fool out of myself, because I wasn't allowing the love of God to possess me and to flow through me. Yes, we love Him, verse 19, because He first loved us. Yes, He did. That's why He died on that old rugged cross. If a man say, I love God, verse 20, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Oh, beloved, there's so much anger and so much hatred in this old world. And false religion, beloved, religion promotes hatred. Religion promotes murder. Religion promotes death. But God promotes love. God is love. And the more you know about the eternal God, the more you're going to know and understand about love. And anything that's not of love is not of God. For God is love. We've already seen that in verse 8. We saw that God is love again in verse 16 of 1 John chapter 4. We've seen that God is love. And that's where we are, and I ask you to forgive me for not telling you where we were. I don't think I mentioned to you we were in 1 John, so that you could turn your Bible there and follow along with us. But it's a little short book in front of the book of Revelation. So in verse 20, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he's a liar. He's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, that is, another human being whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? O beloved, do you see the truth here? People that do not love God are people that are filled with hate, people that are seeking to make other people miserable, people that are seeking to destroy other people that are deceived and are involved in false religions, doing things that result in the death of others. Beloved, that's not of God, because God is love. Do you see that? And then verse 21, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. You see, beloved, this is how you can know if something that you've heard is true or false. If it does not promote the love of God, then it's false. If it is contrary to the Word of God, it's not true. And, beloved, it's of the enemy. Remember, Satan is a master at counterfeiting. He's a master at counterfeiting, taking that which is real and twisting it and distorting it to his own evil purpose and to his own evil design. Oh, beloved, how we as believers in Jesus should love one another, should love our neighbor. You remember the Lord Jesus talked about loving our neighbor. To fulfill the law is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. You remember the account Jesus gave in the Gospels of the man that was left by the side of the road. He had been robbed, and he had been beaten, and he was injured. And religious men came by, and they passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan came by, and a Samaritan was one that was looked down on by the Jewish people because he was what they would call a half-breed. He was part Jew, and he was part other nationalities. And so they looked down on the Samaritan part. I believe it was Assyrian. And they looked down on the Samaritan. But the Samaritan came by and helped the man who was injured. Love helps others. Till next time, goodbye.